This is what's going to happen. I'm going to invite in order Nathan and then Naomi and then Ruth to come and stand here and to share their testimony. In turn, after each has shared their testimony, we're going to stand and sing a song which they have chosen, which is particularly helpful for them. And I'll introduce each of those songs. So if you have children in the creche or in Sunday school, it would be lovely to have everybody back in here so you've got three testimonies and three songs to do the necessary. So if you could, that would be lovely. So we're all back in time for the baptisms. So Nathan, come and join me up here, yes. Sorry, it's going to happen in the end. Good. I've just got to watch this edge here. Yeah, I'll be fine. You're right there. I'm not right here. Yes, you're okay. It's all yours.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Morning.
Morning.
While I was growing up, I'd come along to Bethesda every Sunday and I'd go to Sunday school. On a Wednesday night, I'd also come to Boys Brigade at Bethesda. I started doing anchors when I was 5 years old and I was still going along to Boys Brigade until I was 18. However, even though I was going to Sunday school and Boys Brigade, I didn't really understand God or what he did. It wasn't until nearly 3 years ago when I first started thinking more about God in a different way. It was at one of the B-squared camps that Rachel and a few others helped to organise. The specific moment was Rachel was leading devotions one of the evenings, and she was speaking about how God has a plan for everyone, even if we didn't know what the plan was. And that made me think, how does God know what the plan for my life is if I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing after college, which at the time of B Squared was only a few months away? After B Squared, the same summer, a group of us from Bethesda and some other churches went along to an event called Soul Survivor. I wasn't too sure about going because I thought it was for people who were already Christians and had a faith. So I wasn't too sure about it, as I didn't at that time have a faith or believe in God. After I had spoke to Richard about going and what Soul Survivor was about, he recommended it to me and that it would be a good experience for me as I just started thinking more about God. After spending the week at Soul Survivor, I came back asking more questions and thinking more about God more than I thought I would. So for me, that was a big benefit for me. Even at the time, I didn't really know it. Throughout the autumn and into the winter, I was trying my best to pray and talk to people about it, and I was doing that. As I was starting to wonder about Christianity and trusting God and that he did actually have a plan for me, something happened in the February, only 6 months after Soul Survivor. It was a really difficult experience for me and my family, one that I hadn't experienced before. I started thinking that it was God trying to punish me for whatever reason. After this happened, I was still going to church, but I was only going for the sake of going. And at the same time, I also stopped talking to people about Christianity and God. In the May of the same year, Caitlin's parents went to Malawi for a couple of weeks. When they returned, her dad did a talk at a church about their experience and what they had seen/done while they were there. One of the videos that was shown was of a lady with a broken leg. She was prayed for and the people who was praying for her was asking for healing for her leg. And by the end of the video, her leg was healed. After seeing this, it was a reminder for me that God was real and that was something I was having doubts about after what had happened in February. After seeing the video, I'd started speaking to a few people again about why certain things happen. And I was told no matter what happens, how certain things are, God will always be with you even when you think he isn't. For me, that was a big part and something that has stayed with me. Last summer, in 2017, we went back to Soul Survivor with another big group of us. I knew I was looking forward to this Soul Survivor more than the first time because I had an idea of actually what was going on. I went on the last night of Soul Survivor in the main meetings. Mike, who is the main person that runs Soul Survivor, asked if there was anyone that knew they wanted to become a Christian. And after what had happened during the last 6 months before that, and being more comfortable in speaking about God and being able to talk to others like Richard about it, I knew that I wanted to go up and become a Christian. Getting baptised today is me starting a new life following Jesus. I'm turning away from my old life where I struggled to believe that God was for me and had a plan for me. I'm now starting the journey where I now know that God is for me, and even though I don't know his plan for me, I do trust in his plan. Before I became a Christian and before I knew more about God, if something bad would happen, I would think it was my fault and that God was punishing me for whatever reason. Whereas now I have become a Christian and I'm getting baptised, I know that God isn't punishing me and that things happen for a specific reason, no matter how bad those particular things may be. Even though I'm a Christian now, I'm starting this new life. I know that there will be bad times, but I know that God will be there with me through the bad times, whereas before, I wouldn't have known that. Thank you.
Well done. That's right, wasn't it? Why not? Straight. They're all smiling at you, so that's good. Stay for a second. So the song that Nathan has chosen, the song I Cast My Mind to Calvary, the absolute centrality of the Christian faith is Easter, the work of Jesus upon the cross and his resurrection and taking the punishment for our sin and rising again to new life. And this hymn, this song, speaks of that powerfully and wonderfully. And thank you for choosing. Naomi, come and join me here.
As many of you know, I've been brought up in a good Christian home where I've been blessed to learn about God from a young age. I heard about Jesus and I believed he was the Son of God who died on the cross. But although I don't remember a date, I remember sitting at the front of the church and a preacher was talking on what you had to do to be saved and become a Christian. I knew I wanted to give my life to God and I knew I needed to be forgiven. So I prayed there and then for Jesus to wash away my sin. I had meant what I said, but I didn't have the certainty that God had actually forgiven me. I knew he had heard my prayer, but I thought perhaps he chose not to, or I guess I thought I expected some sort of fuzzy feeling. So each time I heard about becoming a Christian, I would pray again and again for God to save me. It wasn't until a few years later, when I was about 9, that I went to a faith mission camp in Els Dunham. Every morning and evening, we would have a quiet time, where we were in small groups, able to discuss what we'd learnt with each other and our quiet time leader. One time, a girl asked, "How can I be sure that God has forgiven me?" This was the exact question that was burning in my heart and I had been struggling with. The leader replied that God promises to forgive those who call on his name, and that it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, cleansing us of all unrighteousness. It was at this moment that I understood God's faithfulness. I had the assurance that God had cleansed me from my sin, and I knew him as Lord. Being a Christian does not make a person's life easygoing. I still face struggles and experience tough times. But whatever I do and wherever I go, I know that God is with me and I can depend on him. Today I want to be baptised to publicly show that I am a Christian and so that I can obey God's command to believe and be baptised. It is something that I should have done a long time ago, but I kept putting it off because I felt too young and too shy. A while ago, one of my friends told me she'd been confirmed and she could now take communion at her church. When asked if I had been, I replied that things were done differently at my church and traditionally most people were baptised first. She then asked me whether I'd been baptised, and when I responded that I hadn't, she asked why not. I couldn't give her a proper answer because I knew I didn't have a valid excuse. So I prayed about it a lot for God to give me courage, and here I am today declaring for you that Jesus is my Lord.
Lovely, thank you. Very well done. The hymn that Naomi has chosen is Be Thou My Vision. And it has an Irish backdrop to it, but perhaps more importantly, it speaks of God's protection and his strength and his help for us through all of our life's experiences. I'm sure that's been your experience so far, and we trust will continue to be so. So a song that speaks about God's protection and spiritual work in our lives. Let's stand and sing this, shall we, as we continue our worship. Ruth, come and share your story with us. Thank you.
I was fortunate enough to be brought up in a Christian home. My parents were Christians and took us along to church every week. Even so, they made it clear that being a Christian is not some kind of inherited trait, that it is a decision you make for yourself. I believe God existed from a young age, but had no grasp of the salvation I could gain through him. I attended a faith mission summer camp in 2015. The Faith Mission is a Christian charity that runs camps across the UK. One evening, the speaker was preaching on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, which refers to our sinful nature and the liberation we can receive through Christ. Verse 9 goes as follows: "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" I knew there and then that I needed God in my life and didn't waste any time in repenting that evening. A warm feeling came into my heart and I knew I was saved. I told my quiet time leader afterwards, went to bed and woke up completely different the next morning. In 2016, Dad was diagnosed with cancer and underwent chemotherapy and major surgery. During this time, along with completing my A2 exams, I began to question my faith. However, I remember being blown away by the kindness shown to us by Bethesda during this difficult time and to this day. In 2016, I moved to university, which I found particularly challenging, especially being away from home and immersed in the peer pressure that came with the university lifestyle. However, I quickly got involved with the Christian Union and was grateful to be on committee last year. This helped me to grow in faith and enabled me to gain confidence in spreading the gospel across campus. I had good friendships with some and toxic ones with others, but came to the deciding conclusion that my faith and relationship with God outweighs all. I was not and am not willing to change that for anyone. At the start of this year, I decided to undertake a placement year. I managed to secure a place at a field study centre in the north, and upon starting felt very overwhelmed. It's probably been one of the most challenging years of my life so far, especially as I'm the only Christian in my workplace. I've managed to gain a good rapport with my colleagues and hope to have meaningful conversations with them as I build these friendships. I've since been attending an evangelical church in Lancaster, which is very student-oriented. I knew straight away this was a welcoming church, and after a few weeks, I was attending events led by the church to support students. As already mentioned, the act of baptism does not make me a Christian, but it is a public witness of my commitment and obedience to Christ. I don't know what my future holds, but I trust the one who does.
Thank you. Thank you to all of our three candidates for sharing so clearly. And well, it is nerve-wracking, and we really appreciate hearing your story. Ruth has chosen the song, "There Is a Hope." All of us in our own hearts as human beings need to have, don't we, a hope for our lives. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a hope that is certain and unchanging, the same yesterday and today and forever. And we'll sing about that hope now. Thank you very much.